Hello.
Hello, my name is Alan. I'm calling for a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything, just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, proudly vote? Are the chances
100% will vote.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Now, in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote? President Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
I am 21.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024.
Highly motivated.
On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote,
10.
How will you rate that? 10. Thank you.
10.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve, considering the situation he got himself in.
You strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people said they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You say 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important,
10.
And 0 if it isn't important at all. First one is protecting voting rights and democracy. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. About addressing immigration and border security?
10.
About protecting our personal data online from foreign countries?
10.
Next one, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
10.
Banning TikTok.
5.
Thank you. Next one, combating climate change and protecting
10.
The environment.
10.
Thank you. Next one, banning assault weapons.
10.
Fighting inflation and improving
10.
The economy. And last one, improving K-12 education.
10.
Thank you. Do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Yeah.
Yes or no? Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 10. Or to 100, I'm sorry, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one, let me see, Charlemagne the God, Almain the God.
50.
Thank you. You too?
50.
Thank you. Next one, Republicans in Congress?
0.
Thank you. How about Mark Zuckerberg?
0.
Next one, TikTok?
50.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
100.
Donald Trump?
0.
Cory Booker?
100.
Cornel West?
0.
Thank you. And how about this one, which is X, formerly known as Twitter?
0.
And last one, Democrats in Congress.
100.
Thank you so much. Let's see here. Give me a sec. All right. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
His knowledge of what's going on in the world.
Thank you. Now, changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. We are about 70%. We're almost done here. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. The question I have is, generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal? A fair amount? Not much? Or nothing at all? Thank you.
A great deal.
And generally, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity or in our society or more of a threat? Hello?
Yes.
Do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity or more of a threat?
A threat.
A threat? Okay. Thank you. And would that be much more of a threat or somewhat more of a threat?
Much of a threat.
Thank you. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are, or tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are, or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
Regulation of tech companies.
Thank you. Should be less regulated or more regulated? I'm sorry.
More regulated.
Thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Big U.S. tech companies, Russia, the U.S. government, foreign tech companies, North Korea, U.S. law enforcement, or China?
Foreign tech companies.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? First one, Instagram, multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than once a month.
Okay, repeat that.
How often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? First one, Instagram.
Coming back tomorrow.
That's the worst.
I misunderstood. I was talking to somebody else.
No problem. How often do you use each of the following social media platforms? First one, Instagram.
25%. Somewhere, not a whole lot.
So it will be less than once a month, about once a month, multiple times a month, multiple times a week.
Multiple times a month.
A month, okay. About Facebook.
Weekly.
Multiple times a week?
Yeah, four times a week.
Okay, thank you. About X, formerly Twitter?
None?
Okay. About YouTube?
3 or 4 times a week.
And how about TikTok?
Never.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. First one, TikTok keeps users' data secure?
No.
Okay. So, do you disagree with that statement? Do you disagree somewhat or strongly?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. How about next one? X or Twitter keeps users' data secure?
Strongly disagree.
Next one, Meta plays a negative role in society.
I agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next one, TikTok plays a negative role in society.
Strongly agree.
Next one, X or Twitter plays a negative role in society.
I strongly agree.
And last one, Meta keeps users' data secure.
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. Now, have you recently read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
Yes.
And is that a yes a lot or yes a little?
Yes a lot.
Thank you so much. Next, I would like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, we said you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
More likely to vote.
Okay. Thank you so much. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? I'm going to read you a list, and you just let me know which one you think. First one, they have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors, or they want to protect U.S. citizens' data security, or
protect citizen data.
Thank you. In general, speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. Hello?
Oh, it's still got 14 cent on it. Okay. Okay, all right. Okay, I missed that one. Okay, repeat
no
that
problem.
One more time.
Sure. Generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. I'm going to read you a list and let me know. First one, music and entertainment sites, local TV news, national evening network TV news.
TV news, that's one of them, local news one.
We also have YouTube, social media, such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram.
No, I don't touch any of those.
About talk or news radio, print newspapers,
no. News well, newspapers, or... yeah, newspapers.
Okay. News websites or apps, cable TV.
Leery.
Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only.
Hell no.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
Thank you so much. Now, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated,
divorced, yes.
Thank you so much. Now, do you have children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No children. Only son was married.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.